Yes, it is. It's the first time the UN Secretary General under any title has attended an annual summit with respect to the Pacific Islands Forum. Here in Auckland, it's an annual. This Pacific Islands Forum is an annual event, and this year it is in Auckland, and that's where 14 Pacific Islands states, that's including Australia and New Zealand, they thrash out those big issues that are confronting the wider Pacific region, Catherine.
And as I just mentioned, for some of those smaller Pacific Islands, climate change is, if you like, a real and present danger. Now, Ban Ki-moon has just come from the small island of Kiribati. What did he say about the impression that he got after visiting that island?
Yeah, right on the tail of that visit, Ban Ki-moon said, and it's a quote here, he said, Kiribati will strengthen my belief, my conviction, that climate change is a much more serious security issue, end of quote. Now, the Secretary-General, he also committed to taking Kiribati and the wider Pacific's concerns back to what he called the world, and that is basically the United Nations General Assembly is one forum where the Secretary-General said he will be addressing this issue and putting it before the globe's leaders. He also said that he'd raise climate change with negotiations in Durban later this year and also the Rio 20 conference, and that's the Sustainable Development Conference that is held in 2012. That's next year, Catherine.
So that must be welcome news to some of these small Pacific islands, because as we saw in the Copenhagen climate change negotiations, there was a real division between the Western world and the developing world in terms of having their voice heard about the issue. Do they have a sense that at this Pacific Islands Forum they will be heard, or is the debate still going to be dominated by the big players like Australia and New Zealand?
That latter part, yes, Australia and New Zealand will dominate, but their time in the spotlight is about to come. That will be tomorrow and the day after. This week and leading up to today has really all been about the smaller island states. Now, the Pacific small island states, they gather at the front end of the forum, the Pacific Forum, every year, and they really do manoeuvre to make sure that their big issues are addressed by the media, NGOs, and basically put questions to those big leaders like the Australian Prime Minister, New Zealand Prime Minister and others in the Pacific that have a very persuasive voice. What we are seeing here coming out of this forum before it's even started, Catherine, in a sense, is that the leaders out of the smaller island states have already got this most significant statement from Ban Ki-moon, like we talked about just there, that he's going to take this back to the General Assembly at the United Nations. Now, that in the wake of this forum is probably one of the big issues that is going to remain. That is probably the biggest news angle that is going to occur for the Pacific in this sense. Climate change is obviously the challenge. It is going to be one that is going to span, obviously, beyond our generations, and for the smaller island states to get this kind of recognition and attention is certainly, you know, an environmental coup, if you like. Now, whether or not that makes a difference, time will tell, but certainly it is going to be on the big agenda here.
Just quickly, what are they asking for from Australia and New Zealand in terms of action on climate change?
This is a broader agenda here. It's not just Australia and New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand, in a domestic sense, has been challenged by NGOs like Oxfam and others to actually get its own backyard in order, that New Zealand is one of the biggest emitters in the region and, you know, in some ways the world, due to our agriculture commodities here in New Zealand. But that's the challenge that's being put there to New Zealand. Once this forum actually gets underway, and that is from now on, what we will see is discussions amongst the wider Pacific on those big issues that relate to, you know, economic and social progress in the region. We know, for example, that those discussions, as they go into their leaders' summit tomorrow morning, will be on tourism, fisheries, energy and education. Now, those four points is really what the Australians and New Zealanders are wanting to do here. They're wanting to get that onto the agenda. There are other issues too, Catherine, that have been raised at this forum, and they're about women's rights throughout the Pacific. They've highlighted the fact that many women have got a bad lot all over Melanesia and the Polynesia side of the Pacific. But what we saw this morning was Prime Minister Julia Gillard and John Key, New Zealand's Prime Minister, jointly announced a program that will establish, aiming to ensure 500,000, that's half a million children in the Pacific, will be enrolled in school.